Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Bob Getty, Kelly Center. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Cloudy Oak Grove this afternoon. We're glad you're with us. Opening segment of our show every day. Sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit today, no different. We thank Dickey's for all their support. Encourage you to take your family for a great meal there tonight. And the next time you have a special event, we'd certainly suggest that you allow Dickey's an opportunity to cater it for you. We think that you will be very happy with the outcome. All right, Kelly Center, in a world full of what I call bedroom broadcasters, where everybody and their nephew has a podcast and they've all become journalists, there are a few real, what I'm going to call alternative journalists there, and alternative means that maybe not employed by a TV or radio station. I think Glenn Dyer is one of those guys. He runs GoldenEaglePride.com chat room, and I think he's a legitimate journalist that covers Southern Miss in a very professional manner, and we're always happy to have Glenn on the Eagle Hour. And Glenn, welcome back to the show. Always good to talk to you.
Hey, gentlemen, it's good to be here. Thank you for that.
Well, it's quite deserved, man, and I know that I just can't count those hot, muggy mornings that I would see you out there covering Southern Miss football practice, Glenn, and I don't know that I was ever there. You weren't there. You never did miss many, did you?
No, sir. I'm an old gym rat, Bob. I love to be out there breaking it down.
Well, good. We're glad to have you on the show. Lots to talk to you about today, but I want to start, Glenn, and get your input about an article that was sent to me last night by a listener. It was written by a guy named Casey Matthews. I don't know if you're familiar with him. I am not, but
I'm not either.
Okay. Well, he wrote a pretty lengthy article about the shifting Sun Belt Conference, and he covered three schools that I found interesting: East Carolina, Western Kentucky, and Louisiana Tech. And I want to read what he reported, and then I kind of want to get your thoughts about this. This article indicates that he thought the number one choice for many in the conference was East Carolina, with a football average attendance of 37,000 a game. I think we know that they're a national baseball power, no question about that. But I don't know. It also says that they're making $7 million a year right now in the AAC, and the basic payout to each conference school in the Sun Belt is $2 million. In your view, would that not realistically eliminate East Carolina as a new member of the Sun Belt?
It would, but I'm hoping they're going to sit back and take their time, hold it 13, and wait and see what happens with the AAC, because I'm not necessarily sure the pack is through yet. I've heard Tulane and Memphis beat around, and the new pack is going to have some money to throw at people. Just when you consider the payouts they collected, as well as the basketball credits, it all came out to be about a $98 million war chest. Mm-hmm. And their estimated payout annually with the CBS TV contract is supposed to be between $14 and $17 million. So they're going to have something to sell to people.
Yeah, and your reference of 13, there are 13 league members when Texas State leaves, and so you're indicating you'd like to see them hold off before adding the 14. All right.
Yes, sir. You could take that odd number and just, you know, get rid of the divisions and just play through with 13.
All right. I want to run down these other two and just get your thoughts, and then we'll move on. Western Kentucky, a $40 million athletic budget, a very good basketball program, but not a lot to, this according to this article, but not a lot to bring to the table outside of basketball. Your thoughts about Western Kentucky?
Yeah, Western Kentucky would be my next up, you know, strictly because of basketball. Great fan base, great basketball. Sunbelt needs a boost in basketball, so that would be a great add in that regard. And they're generally solid in football as well with a strong fan base. Mm-hmm. You know, from the last time we were in conference together, we saw that as well.
Now, here's the team that seems to be, or the school that seems to be getting the most attention, and that's Louisiana Tech. And I get it from a geographical standpoint, but, you know, it makes me wonder just a little bit. This article indicates for the last 4 years their football team has gone 5-5, 3-9, 3-9, 5-8. 6-20-win baseball seasons in the last 7 years, but they're not often in the NCAA regionals, it doesn't seem. The strength of Louisiana Tech, I guess would be basketball. I mean, what does Louisiana Tech bring to the table, Glenn?
Right now, just, you know, regionality. You know, they're close, but, you know, you also got to think, do you want to really add another Louisiana team with ULL already in the mix and ULM? You know, it kind of floods the market there with that regard. But, and I've also heard, you know, through the grapevine that there are, you know, enough Sunbelt teams or administrations that are, you know, in favor of blocking La Tech in that regard.
One of the things I want to ask going forward is, it appears, and I want to capitalize those letters and underline it, it appears that perhaps new football coach Charles Huff is not going to, as a general rule, not be as available to the media as we admittedly were spoiled by Will Hall and his staff and players and so on, which is going to make the job a little bit tougher. I don't think anybody minds working a little bit harder, but how do you perceive going into this season knowing that it is going to be tougher to find stories and get to know about these kids because the access will be limited?
Yeah, I mean, he's from that Saban, James Franklin school. And, you know, as I talked to the media types that covered both of those guys through the years, that's the way they run things over there, you know, very, you know, keep the media, you know, really at bay and very, you know, they don't reveal a whole lot in terms of letting you get to know what's going on behind the doors and things of that nature. So, yeah, it's, you know, for me, just for spring football, it was a completely different animal. The last four coaches we've covered, we've had complete access to the coaches, the players, and the practices. So, you know, it made the job extremely easy that way. So it was kind of a shock to the system.
So what creative ways are we going to have to put a season together from a media standpoint, so to speak?
I have hopes that that Coach Huff will loosen the reins a little bit, so to speak, in regard to letting us speak to his coordinators once a week, as well as key players, like, say, a weekly Monday presser. You know, if we could do that, I would have all I need, you know, to write stories with. And we're going to have to, you know, pay a little more attention at the games and break it down for yourself some to come up with, you know, educated questions and, you know, how things are trending for Southern Miss football.
What is the advantage for a program to hold the media at bay, Glenn?
Honestly, that's a good question, Bob. That's one I'd probably have to defer to Coach Huff on that one because mm-hmm. I don't really see the advantage. You know, maybe in the SEC it's a thing, but you know, in smaller markets like Southern Miss, it's more of a it's always been a kind of a family affair. You know, where. And in the past, I got close to coaches that have been gone here for 10 or 15 years, and I still reach out and talk to them during holidays and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You know, right now that's not happening. So it's
right.
A very different deal.
And we have an athletic director who's extraordinarily accessible to the media, and virtually every coach we deal with, and I think you're going to verify the same thing, every coach from every other sport we deal with is very, very easy to access.
Oh, yeah. I just generally, any of the other coaches, I put a call out and I have an interview within 3 or 4 days.
But I will say this in fairness to Coach Huff. If you're trying to right a ship that has been wronged.
And maybe that's it. Yeah.
You want that discipline in force. And if you are a disciplinarian, generally speaking, once you've laid down a concrete barrier at the beginning, it is easier to loosen the reins as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas conversely, if anything goes at the beginning and then you try to put things in place, it's tougher to do. So you're hoping that on this front end, as he does right this ship, he gets a stabilized roster. The discipline has been instilled, that he'll loosen up a little bit. And again, we're comparing accessibility with Coach Huff, which he hasn't even had his first season yet, compared to Will Hall, who did everything right except win.
Well, as well as other coaches, though, Kelly, I would say the basketball coach, very accessible. Joy Lee McNellis was very accessible. Christian Ostrander is very accessible. I mean, all the other coaches are very, very accessible.
I was really kind of talking about football coaches. Okay. I should have been more clear, because football coaches tend to be more tight-fisted when it comes to that sort of thing.
Well, Glenn, when you look back really to Jay Hobson, I mean, he was a really nice guy, but I mean, wasn't like he was inviting the media into his house every day, right?
No, Jay could be a little, you know, a little rough in that regard sometimes, but he always gave us, you know, access to his players, his coaches, as well as mm-hmm. the ability to take in practices every day, which, you know, if you're able to do that, you can write stories all week long, quality stories. Right.
Glenn, what makes a story?
We're hitting a break here.
Sorry about that.
I can tell you that I'm toughened up to this because I covered Big Nasty.
I did too, Jim Carmody. Yeah.
You know, talk about getting your feelings hurt. That could happen to you pretty quick.
We're still in therapy over it.
More with Glenn Dyer. We love Big Nasty, though. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back. Campus Bookmart sponsors the second segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour every day. It's a great place to buy all your swag and a great place to tell Miss Kathleen and her friends at the Eagle Hour said hello. And then jump right down the street to Mobay Beignet Company. Get some delicious made-to-order beignets. Great coffees, cold and hot. Mobay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg. We're visiting with our friend Glenn Dyer from GoldenEaglePride.com. And Kelly, that outro music of Jimmy Buffett reminded me that DJ Cujo is going to be on the show Monday. I know you talked to him. To what degree, what percentage of music will be Jimmy Buffett, you think we'll hear?
Well, I don't know. That's why
you're going to ask him Monday?
We'll get him on the show Monday. But I will. One of the questions that I definitely want to ask him is, obviously, any entertainer wants to know his audience.
Correct,
right?
Correct.
Well, if you've got 25,000 people in a stadium, ages 5 to 75,
right,
you know, different economic, socioeconomic backgrounds, the whole bit. How do you go about choosing
should be
music?
A great interview, and we look forward to having him on the show. And he's welcome here. I want to say that. He's absolutely welcome here on the Eagle.
He'll be with us Monday.
As is Glenn Dyer, GoldenEaglePride.com. All right, Glenn, let me jump back. Kelly kind of got away from it a little bit, but let me just kind of finish up with you about the Sun Belt. What do you foresee happening? When do you think the conference will make a move, and what would you think at this point the move might be?
Well, my hope is, and I hadn't heard anything definite, my hope is that they will take their time and wait. I would like to see them wait and add somebody that brings value. They need to, when the TV contract comes up in 2031, they need to have something in regard to added value that, you know, can build up that portfolio a little bit. I don't think they should need to be in any hurry.
And I guess this is just a Christmas wish list, but out of the schools we've talked about, East Carolina would be the home run, correct?
Oh, no doubt. I've spent many a time over there and at that stadium watching Southern Miss football. I'd love to be able to go over there again. And now they're, you know, a baseball power as well. It knocks the Sun Belt baseball up, you know, to a top four or five league in the country.
Yeah, no question.
But if you're talking AAC, then why not UAB? Why not Tulane? You know, some of these other schools that are a lot closer. Just food for thought. You know, and it is a pipe dream either way. But, Glenn, I want to ask you, you know, we've got Media Day coming up. The Eagles will be featured exactly 3 weeks from today, the 22nd of February in New Orleans. And we'll be talking about Coach Huff's statewide tour a little bit later on in the show. But in your view, very early on, very preliminarily, what's a good season for Southern Miss record-wise?
You know, as I prefaced before, it's a huge rebuild. And when you have a rebuild and that much turnover, you're obviously going to have areas on your team that may not be as deep as you want it to be or talented in certain areas as you want it to be. For me, I'm 6-6 in a bowl game would be a very successful season and a great stepping stone for Coach Huff going forward.
One of the things that you're always taught in journalism school or when you're covering a team like Southern Miss, regardless of the sport, is you want to write a story that is, first and foremost, accurate, but second of all, is something that your readers would enjoy reading, would want to read. So with that said, Glenn Dyer, what makes a good story? What is a story in your view?
I was a fan for a long time and always had lots of pertinent questions, you know, as you watch a game or watch it on television. And a lot of those things never got asked. For me, when I write a story, I try to write it from the perspective of what a fan would want to know, not so much necessarily what a professional sports journalist would write, but maybe a little deeper into the game, you know, breaking down schemes and things of that nature, your opponent, you know, give the little extra things there. That's what was so great about being able to watch practices, because you had a real idea of where the strengths and weaknesses are, and you could watch teams get better and better throughout the season, you know, and that's always a great story to be able to put out there.
One of the things that I always liked to cover is about a player's background, their history, their family, where they come from. And in prior Southern Miss years, and in fairness, this has all come on because of NIL and transfer portal, it used to be where a lot of our guys were from those small towns in Mississippi where Mom and Dad and Meemaw and Peepaw could come to the games. But now we're going to have to cover guys that we know nothing about, have no attachments really to the state of Mississippi other than this football team. To me, that makes it a lot tougher job. Glenn, what say you?
Oh, most definitely. The thing I miss most already with these guys, you know, every year you're rebuilding your roster. You know, I used to love it when a true freshman would come in and you could watch him progress and develop over the course of 3 or 4 years. Those were always great stories, like a Brett Favre coming off the bench as a true freshman and then, you know, goes on to glory. I mean, those things aren't going to happen much anymore. And to your point, you know, Mississippi kids, you know, Coach Huff is throwing a little wider net. I mean, in the last few weeks, he's gotten a tackle from Nashville. He's gotten a tackle from Pflugerville, Texas. He's gotten a wide receiver from Niceville, Florida. They're going to have a little wider swath in regard to, you know, their recruiting footprint, which I think is advantageous.
Do you have any idea what percentage of the football roster will be Mississippi kids? Because I know that was a story during the last regime, the high percentage of kids that were Mississippi kids. Do you know that?
I do not know an exact number, but I can tell you it is considerably less than in the past. A lot of, you know, Coach Huff's from Maryland in that East Coast area, and he pulls a lot of kids from the East Coast. He pulls from Texas and Florida Panhandle and South Florida have been really good to Marshall when they were over there. So you're not going to see as many Mississippi kids necessarily on this roster going forward.
Here's what I think, though. I think the vast majority of the fan base could care less if they win.
Oh, totally. I just want to win. I don't care.
Yeah, they could care less. Do you agree with that, Kelly?
Yeah, but that's where us old guys are phased out, so to speak, because we did care about those kids that we knew down the street mm-hmm. or from the next town over that mm-hmm. we bought tickets to go see those guys play. Yeah. And it wasn't as much about winning, but just from the feedback we've gotten, Bob, from Andrew Abadie, our colleague who's on vacation, we've talked to a lot of young men his age. They go, I don't care. As long as they win, that's all I care about. So yeah. It's just a different day.
Yeah.
Something you said that I do think is true, and I don't really care what people think about this. I think what you said is so factual that gone are the days that you can watch a kid develop. And you made a great analogy, Brett Favre. I was standing with Regal Napier on the photo deck of the stadium years ago when Brett Favre famously came in during the Tulane game. And I remember vividly Regal looking at me and saying, watch this kid, he's got a chance to be pretty good. And so I did watch him, you know, for 4 years, and what a joy. And I'll take it to another sport, a Carson Pato-like kid that, God, you just felt so attached to him by the end of his career, Glenn, because you had watched him grow up here. And I think those days are gone, aren't they?
They're definitely gone in football here at Southern Miss. I was going to say in baseball, when you mentioned Carson, they are still able to keep their kids. You're still getting to watch a Carson Pato,
that's right.
A Dre Barrett, a J.B. Middleton, a Nick Monastir develop over 2 or 3 years. They're still keeping their kids, fortunately. That's huge for Southern Miss.
And then isn't that too part of the romance of college athletics through the years? That very thing right there, watching kids grow up in the program.
It is to me. To me, those made some of the greatest stories, you know, stories you'll talk about decades later.
Right, and the kids were dedicated to the school they were playing at. That was their identity.
And now I think, is
it fair to say, particularly in football and basketball, that's less and less a thing anymore?
Yeah, definitely. It's about you know, money now. You know, kids don't care about your record or your facilities or what you're adding. That first phone call is, here's my number.
That's what we're hearing, yeah.
And it is unfortunate, but again, it is reality. Glenn, is there a favorite sport that you have? I mean, Bob makes no bones about the fact that baseball is his favorite sport. Is there one that you like to cover more than others?
Mine was always football, but over the last 5 or 6 years, it's become baseball. I mean, I'm telling you, they have something special going on here at baseball at Southern Miss, and they're starting now with the reputation they've developed with all the super regionals and regionals, to where now they're being able to go in these homes with these kids, and they're signing kids they wouldn't have gotten 5 or 6 years ago. The talent continues to tick up for Southern Miss, even in the portal. The four guys they got in this portal get, you got an Arizona State pitcher, you grab the three-hole hitter from Louisiana Lafayette. I mean, that's good stuff. And you grab the pitcher from University of Tennessee. So in both those pitchers have a chance to be starters for us.
You are 1,000% right, Glenn Dyer, and I think you speak for the entire community when you talk about the love of the college baseball program here in Hattiesburg and how it's developed over the last 5-10 years. I mean, it's always been there to a degree, but, man, it has exploded in recent years, hasn't it?
It really has. I mean, what a great source of pride for this community and all Southern Miss grads.
No question. Glenn, it's always great stuff when we have you on the show, and we're gonna make it a point of having you on a lot more in the future if you're willing to join us.
Great, Bob. I look forward to it. I enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Glenn Dyer, everybody, from GoldenEaglePride.com. Want to keep up with Southern Miss, express your opinions, have a good time interacting with Southern Miss fans, we strongly suggest GoldenEaglePride.com. And Glenn Dyer does an excellent job of covering Southern Miss athletics. All right, Kelly, more to come. Stay with me.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, and a sincere thanks to Glenn Dyer. And again, that is GoldenEaglePride.com. Great source of information and chatting and conversation with Golden Eagle fans. Glenn does, as I said, a great job of covering Southern Miss athletics. 4th Street Bar and Grill, they do a great job of entertaining you and feeding you well. They have lunch 5 days a week, dinner any night you want. Always got a big ball game on, and plenty of Kelly's favorite, cold Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, and you chase it with a shot of Torada tequila, Kelly, and that'll get your day off to a great start.
Well, I've been changing my shots to Ozempic.
Kelly's gone from Torada tequila to Ozempic. Now, that's a sign of old age.
That's or getting too heavy.
MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Only you. MCS Home Center in Bellevue, 7329 U.S. 98 in Hattiesburg and out in Bellevue. And a great place for everything, man. I mean, it is a home warrior headquarters. They've got building materials, lumber, flooring, ceiling tiles, everything you can. And 4th of July upcoming, they've got barbecue grills from inexpensive ones to really luxurious ones at all the supplies.
Now, if you just want to browse, you better tell them up front. Because
right.
Somebody's going to meet you at the door and say.
And try to help you.
Yeah. What are you looking for today? I'll take you right there.
Isn't that refreshing?
I love it. Yeah.
Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast is available 24/7 on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. When you have DJ Cujo on Monday, because I'm going to be out next week, can you talk to him about just maybe a little Zappa every now and then?
He was a
hit
little
us with a little Zappa.
Because Bob's going to be on vacation next week, and he was a little disappointed that you weren't going to be here.
Was he?
Because it got back to him about the tongue-in-cheek thing last week.
It's only fun. People take things too seriously.
You're right.
Golly, can't we just have fun? I'll tell you this. He was at Dima's wedding.
And, Dima Mixon, our former colleague.
And, man, he handled that perfectly. So here's the thing about that young man. He knows his audience. He's got a good business. He knows what to do with his business depending on what audience he's in. So I'm sure he'll do an excellent job.
He's been doing it 16 years.
Yes, I think he'll just do a fine job. And we're glad to have him on the show. Good work on your part.
Yeah, well, in this time of year, let's be honest, I mean, the academic calendar – there's nothing a whole lot going on campus. So some of the behind-the-scenes people are the people who deserve to be noted and deserve the publicity. It just never presents itself. Well, this is the time of year when we can do that. You know, the cheerleaders, the Dixie Darlings, the band, which, by the way, has a big drum and bugle competition coming up.
Got to get them. I enjoy that.
Yeah. Travis Higa, we're efforting to get him on the show. We had the ticket people on last week, you know, the support people. Mm-hmm. The company that sets up your tailgate parties for you. Remember we had them on?
I do that.
Last year. So,
although Travis has disappointed me. I still haven't seen the tribute to Frank Zappa halftime show, and he promised me he'd consider that last year.
Well, Bob, I hate to break it to you, but he fulfilled his promise. He considered it.
And then said, I'm not doing that trash.
That's right. So you live and you learn. You know, that's the way it goes.
You got a little basketball news, don't you?
Yeah, I got a lot of news actually going on. If you want to start with basketball, the MAC Sunbelt Basketball Challenge has been renewed for the upcoming basketball season. And the Golden Eagles drew the Buffalo Bulls. Hmm. They will open the season actually on November 3rd. November 3rd this year, the opening basketball game, and the Eagles will be at the Coliseum up in Buffalo on the shores of Lake Erie. And, of course, Buffalo in November, it's beautiful that time of
yes,
year.
Yes, I'm sure the guys are looking really forward to being there. Take your shorts, fellas.
40-degree temperatures
with
that.
Take your shorts.
50-mile-an-hour winds in Buffalo. But that will be the 3rd of November as part of the MAC Sunbelt Challenge. Now, other games in that challenge. We'll have App State going to Central Michigan. Arkansas State will head to the University of Ohio. Coastal Carolina will go to Western Michigan. Other games on the schedule include Georgia State going to Eastern Michigan. James.
Damn, Madison.
Yeah, they will be going to Akron. Louisiana travels to Ball State, David Letterman's alma mater. In Indiana, Louisiana Monroe will travel to Northern Illinois. Marshall will go to UMass. ODU will go to Miami of Ohio. South Al will travel to Toledo. Texas State, who now is going to be making their farewell tour in the conference. They will go to Bowling Green, and Troy will travel to Kent State as part of the Sun Belt MAC Basketball Challenge.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Miami of Ohio said to be the birthplace of college football?
I don't know that. I know Ben Roethlisberger went there.
Seems like I heard that somewhere.
Well, Canton, Ohio is where the NFL Hall of Fame is, mm-hmm. so it might have been somewhere around
You're
there.
Familiar with the MAC conference, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's a pretty competitive league, isn't
it? Yeah, it's not. It's not bad. You know, you get into some of those Michigan schools can be tough to play in. You know, when you get into November, and same thing with Buffalo and that northern tier of schools, Northern Illinois into DeKalb, Illinois. They'll get some of those snowstorms coming through there in November and December. It can be a little bit rough.
I'm guessing they play very limited baseball.
If
they play baseball at all.
Yeah, they play baseball, but it's not to the degree, you know, that. But they're basketball, and in fact, the Eagles have never won on the road in the MAC Challenge. So, but it's that way in high schools too. North of the Mason-Dixon line, they de-emphasize football at the high school level, unless you're like Massillon, Ohio, or some of these high schools that have great tradition. But they focus much more on basketball once you get north of the, because it starts getting cold at the end of October and so on.
Your thoughts about what Glenn Dyer said? Do you think the league ought to just hold off, play the year out with 13 teams and wait and see what happens with the Pac-10, or do you think they should jump forward and by all indications bring in Louisiana Tech? The more I think about that, the more I wonder if that is the right move.
And we've never mentioned Memphis either. I mean, if you're going to go pick off AAC teams, boy, Memphis would be a good one.
Well, Memphis would be a great rival to have back in.
I think so. But when you talk about making a quick decision, remember, you've got a whole year. Because the Bobcats aren't leaving until next year at this time.
Right.
So you do have a year to glad hand, you know, pat some people on the back and really kind of recruit a school that you would like to bring in here that fits the footprint. And you can bet that when Keith Gill makes his State of the Conference address on July 22nd at Media Day for Sun Belt football, that will be – he's going to get peppered with that question, I'm sure, is what are you thinking going forward?
What do you think it is that Texas State brings to the Pac-12 that interested them so?
Enrollment.
That's it?
Enrollment. They're in the top, 25 and 40,000 students, which means a huge alumni association. It also means, and again, they can talk about TV markets all they want. It's not necessarily the TV markets, but it's Texas. And Texas is synonymous with football. It would bring some credibility to that, which is why they've also tried to go after Texas Tech, although Texas Tech is not going to leave the Big 12 where they are. So I think there's credibility there. And I think you guys, we've talked about it on this show, that Texas State has been the Lone Ranger in the Sun Belt. They're just over here kind of by themselves. And I don't think they really kind of felt like they fit in. So they might have been looking, but look, it cost them a good chunk of change to get out. So this was something they had to contemplate for a while before actually pulling the trigger.
I'm just not sure that they ever brought what they were promised to bring to the Sun Belt.
Well, I mean, they wanted to.
Yeah.
But maybe they got in here and Kenny, of course, G.J. Kenny was in his first year as a football coach. They were better last year. Now he's going to be in his third year. We'll see this year, I think, more what Texas State, even though the people that are on the outside looking in are saying the West should be wide open because there just doesn't seem to be a team that is going to be. But I'm beginning to think, Bob, that it's going to be this way every year, that the teams are going to lose their good players to the transfer portal and to NIL deals at other schools, and you're essentially going to have to start from the bottom up every single year.
And you hate to say it, but I think in the East, James Madison will be near the top.
Best predictor of future behavior is past behavior.
You got to hand it to them, man. Yeah. You got to hand it to them. They're competitive in everything they play.
And they're bow-legged with money.
Yeah, they weren't really good in baseball, but they've been good in basketball and football for sure.
But, you know, baseball doesn't pay the bills.
Right.
I mean, it would be great for them to be great in baseball. We've enjoyed that success here.
Right.
But still, and Glenn Dyer made this point, is that football is the cash cow. You've got to make football fly to have resources to go elsewhere.
Right.
And Coach Huff, we talked about him speaking at Media Day on July 20th.
He's about to go on tour, isn't he?
He is, across the state, in fact. He and Braylon Braxton, the quarterback, and Chris Jones, the stud linebacker. Gosh, you love Chris Jones.
One of the returning Golden Eagles, actually.
Yes, and I think he should be lauded for that because yes. I'm sure he had yep. plenty of opportunities to go. But on the 17th of July, they are going to be up in Madison promoting the upcoming football season. On the 21st, they're going to go the opposite direction, go down to Gulfport. To where they can meet and greet fans on the 21st of July. And then the 22nd, they'll just go from Gulfport down to Media Day on the 22nd, where it hasn't been announced yet who the players will be, but it would not surprise me if it is Braylon Braxton and Chris Jones. And the 22nd is when Southern Miss will be featured at Media Day at the Sun Belt in New Orleans.
I think Huff's aware that Al Holder is subject to be there when he shows up in Madison.
I don't know. That's 22 days away, Bob. Al takes life one day at a time, right?
Well, he'll hear this later tonight. You'll probably be getting a call from him, Kelly.
I bet I might not.
Yeah.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape, whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak. TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Sure appreciate you tuning in today. This last segment of the program is sponsored every day by DBAT on Hardy Street. As we tell you every day, a great place for baseball, softball training, and check out the summer camps. I'm sure they got plenty of them going on right now. At DBAT, great opportunity to help your children and your family improve their game. Don't forget about the 60th anniversary of Be Quick. You can stop by the Be Quick Shell Station on the corner of 98 and Hegwood Road here in Hattiesburg. Get a Buffalo decal. They'll put it on the back window of your vehicle. Spotters are going around town looking for those decals. If they pick your car, you could win one of four great prizes: a Saints football experience, a Mossy Oak shopping spree, a Royal Caribbean cruise for four, or a Biloxi offshore fishing trip. Be Quick is a proud supporter of Southern Miss, and they're giving you an opportunity to win something really, really cool here in the summer as Be Quick celebrates, Kelly, its 60th anniversary.
You know, next week when you're on vacation, Bob, I think I'm going to get Luke Reynolds on this show.
I think you should.
Because we've been talking about Luke coming on
great baseball
this show
player.
For a long time.
Great baseball player.
And Kirk McCarty's back in town, Hattiesburg, so we'll get...
Can't get away from baseball, can you, Sandy?
Maybe
get... Just can't pull away, can you?
Listen to Bob. Listen to Bob now talking about getting away from baseball. But those guys always have something to say.
Oh, they do. No question. Luke Reynolds was a great baseball player. Played at Mississippi State, transferred here.
Well...
You know... Well, he got smart, you know, and then he got a good education and finished out his career on a positive note.
You grow up and you learn from your mistakes.
Yeah. All right, Kelly, news and notes.
Yeah, congratulations to the women's golf team. Seven of the women's starters for the women's golf team made all academic teams this year, averaging like 3.8, Bob, grade point averages, while maintaining really good jobs on the course. So congratulations to, among them, Momoka Ando and Louise Kivers and five more of the women making all academic. So good for them. And again, those people have texted, wanted to know about the Huff Tour. Those are ticketed events, by the way, when he's on the road with Braylon Braxton and Chris Jones. The 17th of July in Madison, the 21st at Gulfport, the 22nd in New Orleans, which will be the same day that they'll be at Media Day. So that'll be a long day, the 22nd.
And we'll be covering Media Day, of course, with football. And unlike a lot of media outlets, we're going to try to get sound bites from all the coaches around the league, not just Southern Miss and not just coaches even from the Western Division of the conference, but as many coaches as we can, and that'll give us a great opportunity to preview all of the football teams as we get a little closer to the season.
And the Eagles aren't the only ones that have new coaches. So we'll see how some of those coaches are, you know, navigating their way through transfer portal and NIL. But that's, again, on the 22nd. The Western Division will be featured on the 22nd, the Eastern Division on the 23rd.
Do they feed you good at that thing every year, Kelly?
Oh, I'm so focused on my job, Bob. I really don't.
Okay.
I really don't pay attention to, you know.
I'm sure you don't.
Look, it's in New Orleans, dude. It's in New Orleans, right?
I'm sure you don't.
You know they're going to have great food.
It's hard not to find good food in New Orleans, that's for sure.
For sure. And I wanted to remind everybody, too, Andrew Rabbity hasn't been fired. He hasn't been disciplined.
No. Andrew, man, Andrew, you kidding me, is a European traveler, my friend.
Yeah. But he had to work so many overtime days during the regionals and super regionals and all those sort of, and the number of high school teams in our area that were battling for state championships. So the poor guy never got a day off. So finally, in his real job, you know, they said, "Yeah, why don't you take some time off now?" So
yeah, Andrew is traveling through the Netherlands.
Yeah, Northern Europe, huh?
Yeah,
started in Northern Minnesota, then to.
So we're not sure he's coming back, but he tells us he is.
And give up all this?
I can't imagine. All the money, all the fame, all the glory.
Yes. And no show on the 4th of July, Bob, coming up.
Yes, we're gonna rerun the tribute show that we did to Joy Lee McNellis. We kind of thought about that. You and I hashed that around. You thought that was an appropriate thing to do. I'm gonna take your advice. I think you were correct about that when I thought about it, and you know, I thought it was just really a lot of touching tributes to her, and so that's what we'll air this Friday.
And then next Thursday on July 10th, there will be no show.
No, because it will be the Palmer Home for Children Radiothon that the network does every year. And they raise really hundreds of thousands of dollars for that very worthy facility up in North Mississippi. So we'll be off this Friday and then next Thursday, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, Kelly will be holding down the fort next week, right?
And tomorrow on the program, we're going to work on getting Coach Jenny Hazelwood on the show, the volleyball coach. Really, when you look at the academic and sports calendar, volleyball and soccer are the first two out of the gate. And, I mean, they're no more going to classes the first day, and they're playing games in volleyball and soccer, so they get right to it.
Maybe when we have more time on the show, you'll entertain our audience with that interesting dynamic you pointed out to me about the soccer team in the fall.
A variety of players on the team this year that the soccer team will feature. We met one of them last week.
She was a sweetheart.
Oh, yeah, for
sure.
She
was a sweetheart. All right, back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. As always, thank you very much for listening. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.